there's a gentleman, I don't know if you've heard him, called Harry Spencer. He set up the rigging company, Harry Spencer Rigging, in Cowes. He was a great character, and he ran a tug called the Hofland. He owned the Hofland, and he actually had a captain, a full-time captain, to run it, and then a couple of friends, or maybe been employees, who acted as crew. But he didn't have any qualifications. The captain was very capable, but he actually had learned his trade on the River Thames, taking barges up and down the Thames. So Harry would ask me to go along for trips round the coast, because I had a radio operator's ticket as well as a master mariner's ticket. And on one occasion, we towed a West Country schooner from the Pool of London round to Gloucester Docks. And we took this ship along the canal into Gloucester Docks, and we were surrounded by these old warehouses, and they'd been converted to museums, cafes. It was the marine tourism industry at work. And I thought, why is this being so successful? And I realised that change has happened so rapidly since World War II that people like to see something that hasn't changed, that they associate with their youth.